Back in the summer and autumn of 2018, I took part in my silver expeditions near Glenmore Lodge and Badagouche Activity Centre in the Abbey Moor area. It was the first time I had experienced what a camping trip was like, and was the first Duke of Edinburgh expeditions that I had ever completed. It was an amazing feeling to be able to explore what Abbey Moor had to offer, thanks to the use of the Bomber off-road vehicle that I had a borrow of from the association. Because I had the use of this vehicle, I was able to travel the routes we had picked to travel through independently, with having the freedom to race with my teammates when I changed the gears to a higher speed. And the most memorable moment that stands out to me when I think back on this incredible experience is when my teammates and I came across a stream crossing, where we decided to see if the Bomber and I could be pushed through in order to get to the other side. And afterwards, once we had achieved this task, I felt that I could push boundaries and face any challenges that expeditions later threw at my teammates and I. Throughout my silver expeditions, I felt that my teammates and I had shared something in common with each other that nobody else had experienced. We became a close group of friends that always relied on each other, not only on expeditions, but in personal life too. We learnt resilience, how to build and work as a team, and I think individually we developed more confidence no matter what challenges we faced, through a change in routes, bad weather, and the Bomber batteries running out in the middle of a hill, but it only seemed to make us more excited to take on the challenge of gold expeditions 3 years after we started our silver expeditions journey. Due to local pandemic restrictions still being in place at the time, my teammates and I decided that it would be safer if we planned a hybrid expedition, which meant that instead of a base camping spot to stay overnight at, we would do longer walking routes and campcraft activities that fill most of the day, then head home to our beds when we would usually be camping to start again refreshed the next day. Our gold expeditions took part in the Perthshire area, where we walked through the beautiful landscapes of Loch Leven, Glen Turret, Dunning, Megginge Castle Gardens, Canoe Hill, and finally ending this fantastic experience at Crieff Hydro. The views were gorgeous, and my teammates and I couldn't quite believe how lucky we were to be able to end our wonderful journey that had been expeditions in the place we call home. It was a very special and emotional realisation when we stopped to think and discuss what we had achieved and enjoyed the most about being on this incredible journey together. If I could recommend to young people whether to take part in the expeditions that Duke of Edinburgh offers, I would say that you see areas near your hometown that you might not have seen otherwise. You develop a strong friendship with your teammates, you learn valuable life and campcraft skills, and most importantly, you learn more confidence in team building, which will help you in the world of work. So if you're thinking about going on an expedition over the next few months, I would say give it a go. You are in for an incredible experience, and you never know what this journey might lead to. If you are a Duke of Edinburgh participant that is taking part in expeditions over the next few months and you are looking for more tips, advice and support to help you feel more prepared and excited ahead of your expedition, why not head over to the Distance Learning Hub and enrol in the Expedition Skills module to find out all the important information that you need to know today.